When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, this is Jenny Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. Hi, and welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show. I hope you're well, and I hope you enjoyed hearing the podcast about all the awards entries. We've got some fantastic entries this year. Great to be working with UK Health Radio and Hello Love. And we've got our event and our pop-up shop from Thursday, the 11th of September. So if you happen to be in the London area, you can pop into the shop in Bloomsbury. You'll get a chance to have a look at some of the entrants in the Platinum Awards. It's really nice to be able to actually touch and see some of the products. Often when it comes to natural and organic skincare, we just have to take a guess online. So it's actually nice to be able to see the products in real life, as it were. So that pop-up shop will be running from the 11th of September through till the end of September at Hello Love, which is in Bloomsbury. And it's all part of their charity, raising money for their charity, the Hello Beautiful Foundation. So just have a look at imperfectlynatural.com and you'll see more info about the work that they do and about our Platinum Awards. And of course, we'll bring you another show and chat a little bit about some of the winners. So thank you so much to everyone who's been involved in it. Another big thanks to our judges, Glynis Barber, Joe Wood, Cary Grant, to UK Health Radio and to Hello Love, of course, and to our sponsors. We couldn't have done it without the sponsors. We're so grateful to our sponsors, who are Clive de Carle, Nature Provides, and Naughty Alcohol Free. And we're going to be raising a glass of Naughty Alcohol Free Sparkling at our little awards announcement. So very much looking forward to that. Amanda Thompson was one of the guests on the last show that I did for UK Health Radio. So hopefully you've had a chance to hear some of the stuff that she is passionate about as well. So this week's topic turns to a topic of fitness. It's not something I cover very often on the podcast because it's not something I'm very good at personally. So it's quite good to get insight from someone who really knows this stuff around fitness. And it is interesting where fitness and nutrition meet sobriety, of course. I'm sure you've heard me say on different podcasts, and if you're a member of the Sober Club, you'll know that I am really passionate about getting nutrition right. Certainly in the early days of sobriety, it's massively important to do that nutritional piece. It's so often forgotten about in many regular recovery type circles. It's just not considered. And yet, actually, good nutrition is the building blocks of being able to rebalance brain chemistry. So important after we quit alcohol. But what is great is that once we start to rebalance that brain chemistry, once we start to feel better about ourselves, then often we do want to bring in more movement, more exercise, more good nutrition, more good self-care in every way, really. So I think this week's podcast will be very helpful for that. And certainly for women, as we get a bit older, there's a lot to think about. You know, some of the clients I have at the moment are perimenopausal or menopausal, and they're finding it really interesting that the medication that they thought they needed, they sometimes find they no longer need. Sometimes they find that their symptoms that they were experiencing just naturally disappear when they quit alcohol. So they no longer need to go and ask about HRT, which is what they were thinking of doing originally. So it's really interesting to see how alcohol has such a powerful impact on us as we get older. And one thing's for certain, you know, alcohol and the menopause really don't mix. And this week's podcast is surprisingly with a guy who really knows his stuff in this area and the whole way of looking at fitness and good nutrition, especially as we get a little bit older. So interesting. It'll be very interesting to hear from Scott, who has the Pause program and he's had amazing success with that program. And the next one kicks off in September. So I really hope you'll take a look at that. Just before we get into the interview, depending on when you're hearing this, hopefully you're in time to book yourself a ticket to our event. The Sober Club, the community that I run, the wellbeing platform that I run, is 6 years old. It's hard to believe. On Monday, the 8th of September, and we're celebrating with a wellbeing event at Club Soda in London. If you've not been there before, it's a fabulous low and no alcohol bar. So you can literally be in Drury Lane in the centre of London and sit at the bar and order a lovely alcohol-free cocktail. It's really special. So we're going to host our event there. It's going to be a live podcast recording, whole bunch of special guests. We're going to be focusing totally on well-being and connection. So I'm going to be doing a talk based on some of my stuff that I did a lot of years ago, actually, with my first book, Imperfectly Natural Woman. We've got Sarah Holland, who's going to do some stuff with us around EFT, tapping, emotional freedom technique. And also we're going to be chatting to Amanda, who I already mentioned from Naughty. And then some of the coaches that I've trained, I'm sure you have heard me talk before about the sober coach training that I run. And some of the coaches are going to be sharing their well-being tips as well. And so it's going to be a real mix of chatting about well-being and connection, a chance to meet like-minded people. And then just so that we can really nail home that sobriety is not boring, Piers Burnell, who is features regularly in the World Air Guitar Championships. Yes, you heard that right. It's going to literally be rocking it sober. It's going to be great fun. I'm sure Piers will make way. It's quite a small space, so we'll have to move out the way for Piers to do his thing. He recently was part of the World Air Guitar Championships, dressed as James Bond, I think it's fair to say, doing his finest James Bond playing air guitar. I mean, it's just crazy the things that people get up to when they're sober, because it's this whole thing of being sober makes you brave. It really does. It just brings in a whole new sort of lease of life. One of my clients said to me, I really feel as though I've been given a new chance at life. I mean, what a lovely thing to say, you know, a second chance at life. So if you are new to all of this and you're thinking, I haven't heard the show before, I'm not quite sure what her thing is, if you like, then have a look at the website that I run. It's very much a well-being platform, thesoberclub.com. There's lots of stuff on there. The other podcast that I do is called Alcohol Free Life. And if you want to, you can join our community, the Sober Club. It's a well-being community. It's chock full of amazing experts. We cover every topic linked to well-being, from nutrition to fitness to good mindset, meditations, pretty much everything is in there. And we also have an online course called Get the Buzz Without the Booze. And we have regular meetups and a private Facebook group, which is totally non-judgmental. It really is about people sharing what's going on in their lives. We have members who are day one, they're sober curious. And we have members who've been sober for 10 years because, you know, it's all about the what next. It's never really only about not drinking. It's always about the holistic picture. Well, it is for me. So do check out thesoberclub.com. And if by any chance you're listening to this and you are interested in taking your enthusiasm for sobriety further, and you're interested in training to be a sober coach, then do get in touch. It's something that I offer. I love teaching this skill set. It's a huge amount of personal transformation and a skill set for life. And we have a course coming up in October and another in January. We're booking now. I'll only work with the people for whom it's exactly the right energy. So we have to have a conversation, see if it's right for you. So that's something you can just drop me a message if you're interested in that. If you're interested in taking your passion for sobriety into potentially a new career, or at the very least, kind of laying the foundations for your own sobriety, for your own journey. So check out thesoberclub.com. Make sure you follow me on social media. I'm very easy to find at Janie Lee Grace, wherever you're looking on social media. And just a quick mention, I often say this on my Alcohol Free Life podcast. Just a quick mention for you, if you are just starting out on this journey of ditching the booze, I never let anyone say giving up. You have to say quitting alcohol or ditching the booze, because there's nothing to give up, only gain. And if you are early days in this journey, then reach out and tell someone. It's so important, this piece. I'd love it if you were to join the Sober Club, of course. But if you don't want to do that, in any case, tell someone who has been there, done it, got the t-shirt. So not just your mate or your partner, tell someone who really has lived through this, because it makes such a difference when there's somebody else that you have made yourself accountable to, and they can kind of hold that vision for you. I tried to do this so many times on my own, and it was just, me and my willpower, if you like, and usually the wine witch won. By 6 o'clock the day after I'd decided to quit, the wine witch was in my ear saying, oh, it'd be a really good idea because you've had such a busy day. When I made my commitment, when I held myself accountable, that's when things changed. And of course, as I've already mentioned, the power of connection. So if you can make it to our event on Monday, the 8th of September in London, that would just be amazing. It would tick every box. You get to chat to like-minded people and you get that amazing sense of connection, and you'll get to just see firsthand the joy of sobriety. So to get tickets for that, go to thesoberclub.com/events. And now, without further ado, is Scott.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
My guest is Scott Harrison, celebrity PT, the world's first menopause-specific 75-day fitness and eating plan. That sounds fantastic. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, this sounds really fascinating. I've read a little bit about what you do. We'll get into it in a bit, because as I'm sure you can imagine, many of my audience are struggling. They're struggling with menopause symptoms, perimenopause symptoms. And one of the things that I, talk about all the time is the fact that, there's something wrong at the moment in this country with the way women, rock up to a GP and they say, oh, I've got anxiety, I've got mood swings, I can't sleep very well, I think I'm menopausal. Oh, okay, well, have some antidepressants, have some HRT, possibly both. And they're not even asked about their drinking. That's interesting. But we'll get into all of that. But before we do, just tell me a bit more about you. Tell me about the stuff that you do generally and how you got into doing it all. Because I think I read you were, didn't I see a picture of you called Fat to Fit Dad or something like that?
Yeah, you might have seen that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and cut a really long journey short for you just to give you the sort of overview. Back in December 2015, I was picking up the kids from school on a rare occasion. I was looking at all the parents, and sorry, parents, but it was very apparent as their kids were running out to their role models that they were overweight, poisoned looking, some were waddling, they couldn't even walk properly. And I was just looking, thinking, oh, this isn't good. And then I realized I was one of them. So I decided that my New Year's resolution in the following month of January, this 2016, I was going to get a six pack. And I chose 90 days back then, because that's kind of the time that people say is, 12 weeks, 3 months, 90 days, you have a big change. I blogged it on Facebook. 36 people wanted to join me. I said, I'm going to do this properly. So if you're in, you're in, no messing. Anyway, the results that we got at the end of that program were kind of like people can believe what had happened. So I was begged to do another one. The following September, I decided, all right, I'll do another one. 120 joined that one. Then I realized that I had something that, one, I loved doing, but two, I was very good at. And let's cut a long story short, jump forward almost 10 years. We have tens of thousands of participants every year in 90 countries across the world, aged 18 to 86, various abilities, disabilities, Olympians, celebrities, people that can't even, that's never seen a gym, every chronic illness you can think of, coming from ME, MS, fibromyalgia, eczema, psoriasis, Crohn's, IBS, menopause, diabetes type 1 and 2, sleep apnea, scoliosis, Hashimoto's. I could go on for hours, by the way, all coming to a much more manageable level or into complete remission. So we've spent the last 9.5 years really changing and in a lot of ways saving people's lives. And it's become an absolute one blessing to be a part of it, but also a massive movement. But one of the biggest things that we were finding was that when it came to the menopause, we were within weeks, life-changing, as many things. But this was obviously half of the world is going to go through menopause. So this was really sort of like staring us in the face. And so how I came along with this menopause-specific program, and bear in mind, ladies, I'm not pretending I know everything. I'm an imposter. I've stumbled on this in a lot of ways. It's been an amazing side effect of our original programs. But I was having professionals all over the country calling me and saying, Scott, what are you doing? My client's been with you for like 2 weeks. They've got no symptoms anymore. So I then went out to Malta on a business trip, and I was in a podcast there from the amazing Trudy Kerr, who's got a podcast called The She Word. And it's only ladies that go on this podcast, this forum, and they sit around a table. And I was lucky enough to get a special invite to come and sit around the table. And what they were all telling me was that they feel like the forgotten people. It's easier to find help for erectile dysfunction for men than it is for women and menopause. And as I came out of that meeting or that podcast, it really stuck in my brain. I thought, well, I'm not going to forget you. And then I went to work and did everything menopause that you could. I got everyone around me, the best in the business, spent the last year or so creating this menopause-specific program for ladies at this time of life.
So I'm guessing that you also got fit along the way.
Well, I was fit from, I'm 52 this year. When I was 42 was when I started it, or when I was an overweight dad bod, one of the parents in the playground that I was looking at and staring back at me, So I've been on this journey myself, along with tens of thousands of men and women now. And so we've seen what it works. And what we've done is we took what we already know and what we already do and then wrapped it in menopause. So that there's a safe space for, obviously, ladies at this time of life, where we can manage the symptoms. And you are very right. There is no alcohol whatsoever on any of my programs, regardless of menopause, because that is, of course, going to just hold you back. It's kind of a bit of a thing on six-pack that is well known for almost unintentionally getting people sober, and then many of them do stay sober. So you'll be very pleased with me.
Yeah, definitely. I've just seen it with my own eyes. So many of my clients have, they're on HRT or antidepressants or whatever. They quit alcohol and they just discover they no longer need. I'm not saying nobody needs those medications. Of course, some people do, but many don't. Many find that when they actually quit alcohol and put the other rest of the work in, they no longer need those medications. So it is incredible. But talk me through how it works then in terms of, let's just talk about food first, because, what specific foods would you say help us when it comes to, what hormone friendly recipes might you be suggesting, for example?
So we eat six times a day on the program. in the way of three meals and three snacks. We do not focus on calories. And this is why the program outperforms all others, because most programs, it's calories in, calories out, nothing else matters. And that's not true.
Yeah,
We
absolutely.
give you a balanced plates of food, balanced throughout the day with plenty of hydration. And what that does is when you eat this way, you build a machine that works at its optimum. When it works at its optimum, it burns fuel efficiently, which is fat. So when ladies say in their time of menopause, oh, I've got the menopause belly and all this stuff, you can change that. It's because of what you're eating as well. So, because we have just as much success with menopausal ladies as not. And when you eat this way, you balance your hormones, you build this machine that works at its optimum. When it works at its optimum, it burns the fuel, it builds the muscle, it your hair, your skin, the whites of your eyes, your teeth, and your nails all become more radiant. Like I explained about the chronic illnesses start to disappear, because most chronic illnesses come from inflammation, which is from your diet. And then we on the food side, it's people can't believe it, because at the beginning they say, I can't eat all this food. And I say, still eat it, even if you're not hungry, eat it. Because
So
in a
give us an
few weeks you'll be
example. What
begging.
kind of food would you be recommending? What kind of meals should we are good for us in
Well, we give all
menopause?
the recipes. So we give hundreds of recipes, and there's tens of thousands of variations. So what I mean by that is we've got curries, lasagnas, bolognese, pizzas. But we all make it all ourselves, and there's a specific balance on the plate at the same time.
So
So,
would
for
you say
example,
foods, that we hear about, like, legumes and edamame beans, those kind of things. Would you say that those kind of foods can be supportive for hormones?
only if you're eating them in the right quantity on the plate with whatever else is on that plate. What people don't understand is, so for example, let's say you was going to have a bowl of couscous at 12 o'clock today. You would have an insulin spike. Now, your body spikes insulin every time you eat. But what you don't want is those big lifts and crashes. You know, like if you have a deep pan pizza, you feel great for 2 minutes and you want to go to bed. That's what we don't want inside our body. And a lot of people don't realize that's going on. But if I'd had a palm size and thickness piece of chicken that was stir-fried in a teaspoon of olive oil, healthy fats, any garlic, chili, spices, herbs, whatever you want, squeeze a lemon juice, whatever. At the same time, at 12 o'clock today, with that couscous, then there would be a completely different reaction in your body. But you still had the bowl of couscous at the same time. So it's really important what goes in at the same time, which people don't quite understand. If you've had the couscus first and an hour later the chicken, it doesn't happen the same.
So it's the balance of
That's
the
where the hormonal
proteins and the fats. Yeah, I get it.
yes,
And what about the
that's
whole
where the
sugar
hormonal
picture?
balance comes.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about sugar, because of course, many people who are quitting alcohol, particularly if they're also menopausal, is they get that big sugar head on, because they're no longer having the alcohol. What are your recommendations there around how we satisfy that sweet tooth, without doing a whole bunch of damage?
Well, there are so many dishes that you can make that have fruit, which is your carbohydrates. For example, Greek yogurt, protein, nuts, healthy fats. Make that little bowl up. You're satisfying your sweet craving. That's just one thing. And there's so many things. We make cakes, we make cookies, but we make them with whole ingredients, and we're not sticking them full of butter or any. We don't add any sugar. But we can still make tasty biscuits and cakes and stuff as well, which people, to be fair, there's quite a lot of it out there at the moment. But again, there's always that misbalance. If you know the balance, then that's when the hormonal balance comes in. And then what? Also, I try and teach people that, and I've seen you do this on, or heard, I should say, on some of your podcasts where you talk about the mindset, that where you step further out from the physical and you start to work on your mindset. So I always tell people that the body's a bit like a child. If you take something away from it, it's going to sulk.
Yeah, if it feels deprived, yeah.
If you give it back, it will just keep asking for it.
Yeah.
But if you take it away and you don't give it back, and the child realizes that you're not going to give in, what does it do? It plays happily with what it's got. But you've got to get through that little, it's a short time of not giving in to the sulky child, you taking control of yourself. And then you decide what you eat. And it doesn't mean that you can't have a piece of chocolate again or a bag of crisps or whatever it is. It's just that you won't be held to ransom by it anymore.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
that's where in my program we work a lot on the mind as well at the same time.
Yeah. How do you find that women are able to fit it all in then? Because obviously if you're eating six meals a day, do you encourage people to meal prep and plan ahead, or because obviously we're busy, right?
We were all busy, and the men as well. And we've all got kids. I mean, I've got two mums with seven kids each. Now that is busy. I've got people working three jobs, awful shifts, long haul pilots. But the truth of the matter is, if you want the body, mind, and life of your dreams to truly live instead of exist, you're going to have to put in some effort. But if you follow the meal prep the way I teach it, you should have more time to yourself than you do currently. So what I mean by that is, my favorite dish of the Six Pack Revolution, well, in my top five, is called the salmon and goji berry curry. It's so good. I will make six portions of that, and that will take about 25 minutes. It's a curry, so it all just goes in a pot. I'm not going to make one portion. So now I've got 2 to 3 days worth of meals. This took me 25 minutes. You know, but if you don't do it and you're making one at a time, then you're not, you know, you're making it hard on yourself.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
it doesn't. So, you know, if you want to put this little bit of effort in, and at the end of my program, I also teach everyone how to keep their results and still party twice a week. And partying doesn't mean getting hammered. What I mean is, you know, you can be sitting in front of the TV watching a movie, having some Ben and Jerry's or whatever it is, and still keep your results. But you've got to build a body that can battle that stuff off. Whereas at the moment, if you're overweight and you're sluggish and you haven't looked after yourself, every time you have something a little bit naughty, it goes just adds to the misery. Whereas if you build a body that can burn it, you know.
I mean, there'll be a lot of women thinking, well, this is sounding a bit too good to be true. If I can, you know, if I can eat six times a day and eat thing, you know, eat what sounds like really lovely, healthy food, is that really gonna shift that, you know, menopause belly?
It does, and it does freak a lot of people out because they say, how did I eat all this food and just drop three dress sizes? You know, sometimes we go from an 18 to a 10 in one wave of the program, no saggy skin, because we feed and nourish you to fat loss. We don't starve and malnourish you to it. So it's a different way. We're burning the fat, we're not losing the muscle. So the more muscle you've got, the more fat you burn when you're not training. Also, again, because I keep the calories up, this is going to freak everyone out, actually. You just made me think of something. The quickest, healthiest way to lose fat is on the most calories possible. Now, while everyone's going, what? I've just watched social media and everyone's telling me I've got to drop my calories through the floor. If you drop your calories through the floor, you're going to bring your metabolism down. If you're already out of shape, your metabolism already down, right? So that's the last thing you want to do. It's slower and it doesn't work. And as soon as you eat something a bit heavy, then it all goes back on. So, for example, let's say, well, I don't like to talk calories, but for this example, I'll give it. Let's say your maintenance calories per day were 2,200. Let's just say. You would lose more fat quicker, healthier, balance your hormones, reduce the inflammation or get rid of it, sort out your chronic illnesses, et cetera, on 1,900 calories than you would on 900. Because on 900 calories, you are malnourishing yourself. So you're now starving yourself. Your body's holding on to fat for dear life. And it will start eating into the muscle before it attacks that fat. Because if the body's stressed, the first thing it does is hold on. Now, a lot of people say, well, if that's true, then starving people would be fat. Of course not. Don't be silly. If you are actually starving yourself, eventually your body will have to eat itself. And then it's. And we had a lady, she did the 800 calories a day for 365 days before coming to six pack. And she lost a stone in a month. Her next 11 months, she only lost 2 pounds in 11 months on 800 calories. It's like one and a half meals. Her hair fell out. She couldn't function properly, couldn't get out of bed, et cetera, et cetera. So that's not how to lose weight. And it's slower as well. People think it's going to be faster. It's slower. So if you keep those calories up, then you're nourishing yourself. The body gets everything it needs to thrive. Then it starts to work at its optimum. And then all of those results I'll tell you about coming. And we, if you look on our socials, we show every week we show, like, so out of the year, we show thousands and thousands of results. We're the only program that does that.
Yeah,
And
I
they're
mean,
all,
I like
sorry.
the fact that, you know, I'm guessing what you're talking about is eating real food. I mean, for me, that's the important thing here is that I never talk about calories ever, but I do talk for people who are in early sobriety, particularly the importance of eating real food, you know, and having protein with every meal. It makes all the difference in the world. And I've seen clients who are they literally are they look so just kind of bloated and unhappy and stressed, and literally
You
just
are
by
what
having
you
real
eat.
food. Yeah, just real
You just come
food.
alive.
Well,
You
sometimes
just
I
come alive. And the
think,
body's a
like,
great thing because it
yeah,
bounces back quick.
exactly.
Same with
It really
alcohol.
is. It's incredible that. Sorry, carry on.
Talking about alcohol, and you know Andy Ramage,
Yeah, of course,
and
yeah.
his wife has done my program several times. And he whenever he goes on to another podcast, even he was on radio and everything, he always mentions the Six Pack Revolution because he said it's quite funny. He says my wife is on this program, and about 3 weeks in, she takes me to one side. It's some big secret. And tells me how amazing she's feeling. She said, and how healthy she feels, and how more alive she feels, and how less sluggish she feels. She said, and his secret sauce is that there's no alcohol. But
You don't say.
he says she hasn't worked that out because she thinks she's on a program that's obviously nutrition and mindset and fitness, which it is. But then he said there's a little secret sauce is he doesn't allow any alcohol in the program. Basically, I tell you what, if you're coming on, you haven't accepted that, don't bother because you're not
Yeah,
gonna, it's not gonna
absolutely,
work.
yeah.
And so he laughs about that and says, I've been telling you this for 10 years.
Tell me about the workouts then, because obviously the fitness is important. And I'll admit, straight up, I have a real issue with it doesn't matter how much I set good intentions, I can't do it. I can't go to the gym. I just can't do it. I do move. I do some dance. I do some yoga. I walk, but I can't do that workout thing. So what are you going to do with someone like me?
Well, the great thing, first of all, is that everything we do can be done from home. Now,
Right.
on the
Okay. Well, that's
menopause
good.
program, on the pause program, we've created it, as I say, for menopausal women. Now, we know that bone density and muscle tone and stuff is a problem, especially when you're getting into that age, as well as menopause, as we all get older as well. So, it's low impact dumbbell exercises, so it's weight training. And it's full body, and you can do it all in your lounge. We've also got video guided Pilates, which you can follow the lessons all the way through. And that's an option, which is you've got it there. You do it if you want to do it. Again, working on your core and your pelvic floor and all of that sort of stuff
How long are
is.
the sessions? Because that'll be the bit that will get me if they're too long.
So the Pilates is about 20 minutes. And depending on how fit you are, the workouts will be between 20 and 40 minutes. So you don't need to spend, I don't get people to work out for hours. You look at the results and think to yourself, they must be training 7 days a week, 2 hours at a time. No, 90% of your results are coming from the nutrition. But exercise, and this is for you, Jamie, exercise should be in your head non-negotiable. Till the day before you leave this planet, you need to exercise. It's good for your bone density, your joints, your inflammation, your anxiety, your sleep, your posture, and it's a massive investment in your future. Every time you switch one thing for some exercise, you're sticking it into your pension pot of life. If you don't want to frame around your toilet when you're older, and you don't want to sit in your bath, and you don't want to stare on the lift, and you want to still run through the forest and walk through the beach, you have to exercise. Don't have the conversation, shall I or shan't I? But it
I know
doesn't
you're
have to
right. I
be.
know you're right.
It's true.
I do know you're right. It's just finding something that you actually do that can do, isn't
Try
it,
and find
really?
something you love doing, which is
So
always going to
how so
stop you
you're just saying
procrastinating.
you would just buy some presumably not mat ridiculously heavy weights to start with, just literally buy some
No, I
weights to
would get
use at
a.
home.
Yeah, well, a dumbbell set is what we're going to use. And that dumbbell set, I'd say 20, 30 kilos of the plates you can add and remove. And the reason I say that is because one, you're going to get stronger. Two, you want to be able to not have to keep switching bars and stuff. So if you've got a little bit more weights than you need, then you've got room to grow, but you've also got everything set up. obviously, in the Pilates, it's body weight. I mean, we use a bit of dumbbells in that as well. But this is a program as well, by the way. Let me say, obviously, with the Six Pack Revolution, I'm a big face of that. I do all the exercises, I do all the everything. This is going to be for women, run by women, created by women. I'm in the background as a big cheerleader and your biggest fan, and for the mindset stuff. But Everything else is on the exercise. Everything's done by ladies, and you're going to be in a group of ladies, whereas the other one's mixed. So this is really sort of like for really tailored for those things to get some real results. Because if I'm honest, and I don't like to talk about other people things, but the standard plans, I don't think they really meet the needs. I
Well,
don't
that's what I was
mess
going to
around.
ask you. What do you think is different? You know, what's the essence of what's different with this plan?
What's different is not only have we got the right, and we've got years and years and years of proof of it, and we know that we've got the nutrition correct, but I've got many experts that are going to be sharing their wisdom, coming in doing live Zooms, which you could get somewhere else potentially, but the USP, if you want to know about it, is the support. We are live with you all day, every day. You ask a question, it's answered in minutes. And so you are supported at every minute of every day, unless you're asleep, obviously.
So that,
So
I mean,
that's
it
why
comes
it's
back to
very different.
what we do with the Sober Club, which is having that community, which makes such a massive difference, doesn't it? When you can connect with like-minded people going through the same thing, and some will be ahead of you and some will be behind you, and that's perfect.
Yeah. And we keep the group small, like there are about 100, including my team. So in each group, you're going to have several coaches and management and myself, and everyone's got access to me as well if they want it. They might not want it, but they have. So it's quite unique in that way that the support is unprecedented.
And what would you say, what would your advice be or your message be to guys then who are trying to support women who are in the early stages of menopause? Because I think, in fairness, some guys probably just think, what the hell is going on? Well, I don't know how to support this person. I don't even recognize her anymore.
Yeah,
What
well,
would be your
this is
top
kind of
tip?
why, if I'm honest, this is kind of why I got so involved in it, because my wife, it just turned 40, well, back in April. She thinks that she's perimenopausal, and we all, I think the women are the forgotten ones, but now I thought, hang on, there's all these men here that really don't know how to deal with this situation either, and it's we need to educate them. I need to educate myself. So believe it or not, I'm actually a menopause wellness practitioner now. I've gone and done the courses and all sorts of stuff. But I don't try and, I'm very aware that I'm a man. So I don't try and, be a know-all or anything like that. But yeah, I think it's really important that we need to educate the men as well. Because if we can then understand that certain things that are happening that aren't the lady's fault, and it's going to happen to all women, whether it's your sister, your wife, your girlfriend, your mum, whatever it is, if we can just take a step back and get some education for the men as well, I think that would be a great thing. It's just a little bit of understanding. But if we can also educate the women how to manage it themselves, then there'll be less, discombobulation at home anyway, I think. So it's a team effort.
And of the women that work with you on the programs then, what percentage of them are on HRT or other medication? And what's your view on that? I know it's difficult to speak generically, but typically what have you found?
Well, I'm the holistic guy, aren't
Good.
I? So I believe that everything can be managed without medication. I'm a
I
little bit
agree.
like, I'm a little bit, a bit, maybe a bit too much like that sometimes. But I also have to step back and obviously listen. And when I listen, HRT has been life-changing for a lot of women, And I mean, look, I don't, there's many things in the medical industry I don't agree with. And there's a lot of things that I would say that doctors would not like before. But I can't also ignore the fact that for some women, it has been life-changing. Now, if I'd have gotten them before they'd gone on the HRT, I might have said to them, maybe just give us a couple of weeks first. Don't go on it yet and let's see how you feel. But there are obviously a complete mix. I would say it's definitely a majority would have been on HRT.
Oh, really?
But I would have thought, I would have said so. I mean, I haven't got a specific statistic. I haven't got that in front of me. But what I would say is that we're also blessed that because if they're coming on a program like this, there are a lot of people that are into the holistic side. They are into. So I do think we get a good majority that wouldn't take the medication as well. But again, So many have said to me that it really did help me, Scott. So I'm not going to turn around and say, well, you shouldn't have done that, you know?
No, absolutely, yeah. No, I get it completely. Brilliant. So, tell us about the how people get involved then. You've got a program starting in September, right?
Yep, that's our, it's called Pause. And if you can go to the website pausebysix.com, so pause bysix.com, or pause by six, the number, either way is going to get you there. Or the sixpackrevolution.com, you can find the program on there as well.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes.
Okay, and Janie, there was one thing I meant to say to you that I didn't ask at the beginning before we started. But when does this podcast go out?
It will be in August at some point. Can't say
Oh,
exactly.
okay, cool. So I was going to do a discount for your listeners. There's not been any discount on pause at all yet. So is that something you would want me to
Sure, yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is probably a bit of good guess here, but the discount. So shall I, are you going to cut this bit out and I'll just talk now about the discount code?
Yeah, or you can just send it to me in an email, whatever you prefer.
Okay, well, it's JLG10
Okay, cool.
for obvious
Yep,
reasons.
that'd be easy. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that for your listeners.
Perfect. Brilliant. And I'm guessing that in amongst this, you do lots of other stuff as well. What else do you get involved in personally? Do you have one-to-one clients or how do what
No,
else do you do?
I don't do anything one to one. This is going to sound crass, unless it's a celebrity,
Fair enough.
because it's worth, I can reach tens of thousands in the same time as I can reach
Yeah, of
one.
course, yeah.
But if I'm going to get, I've Ryland, Sarah Cox, Peter Andre, Sarah Davies, Kimberly, why loads of people have been a part of Six Pack in one way, shape, or form. And what we, but I don't do anything, but I write books, kids' books, and they are like a bit like personal development for young children.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
So I talk about fitness, nutrition, and mindset within the, and it's all in rhyming. It's a bit Gruffalo-esque, if you like.
Brilliant, brilliant. We
So
definitely
I
need
do,
more of that, don't we, in schools?
we do,
For
we
sure.
do. And I've given all my books to all the schools, I've given them away.
Brilliant.
And I play a little bit of piano and guitar. I used to teach karate, a professional magician, close-up magic as well.
Really?
So,
Oh,
yeah.
wow.
So I'm creative in a
A
lot
lot
of
of other
ways, I guess.
stuff. Brilliant. Amazing. Well, thank you, Scott. I really appreciate it. It's fascinating.
Thank you for letting me onto your
Yeah.
podcast. That was slightly different from the usual sober stuff, but it was in there.
Yeah, totally. No, I mean, what I do is all about well-being and doesn't really matter which way you come at it, you know. Lots of people start with quitting alcohol and then they realize, okay, so now I want to level up everything else. And others come to it a different way. But anyways, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'll make sure those links go in the show notes. And take care. Hope we get to meet up at some point.
And thank you for having me. If I can
Brilliant.
ever be a part of anything wellness-wise with you, just give me a shout and
Yeah,
I'll
will
do my
do. Brilliant. Thank
thing.
you.
Take care. Thanks. Thanks for having
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Thank you, Scott. The Pause program starts in September. I am going to be part of it. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. So make sure you check that out. Quick reminder again, Monday, 8th of September at Club Soda for the Sober Club's 6th birthday bash, well-being event. You get a fantastic well-being goodie bag. I forgot to mention that earlier. Several guests popping up. You'll leave armed with well-being tips and ideas, and hopefully all your questions will be answered and you'll get to meet like-minded people, and connection really is key. Also, please check out the Platinum Awards, check out our the stuff that we have coming up at Hello Love in Bloomsbury, and once again as well, always reach out. If you're doing this hard thing, if you're quitting alcohol, reach out, let somebody know you're doing it too. I'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.